Democracy Interactive is a real-time online community where you can chat with fellow progressives across the country and around the world. You can also catch up on the latest news, reviews, and interviews with great guests like Nova M's own Mike Malloy. So join us. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see Dick Cheney in a Darth Vader helmet. DemocracyInteractive.com. It's time to get your chat on.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A suspect in custody in the death of a pregnant soldier in North Carolina. Fayetteville Police Chief Tom Bergamine says a Fort Bragg soldier has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of Megan Tuma.
Edgar Patino is currently being held in Cumberland County Detention Center with no bond. His first appearance is today.
Tuma was last seen alive not long before she arrived on June 12th at Fort Bragg. Her body was found in a motel bathtub in Fayetteville more than a month ago. Oil prices are lower than they have been, and the cost of filling up has gone down a little bit. But a lot of people are still concerned about the high prices. President Bush today again called on members of Congress to open offshore sites to drilling, saying it's a better alternative than releasing oil from the nation's strategic oil reserves.
It makes no sense to say you're for draining our nation's limited strategic reserve, but against tapping into the vast resources of the outer continental shelf.
Members of Congress have been at odds over the best way to deal with the high cost of energy. If you fly Delta, you may want to pack light. The airline plans to raise its fees for checking a second bag from $25 to $50. This is a spokeswoman for the airline.
The price of fuel has spiked in a way that is unprecedented, and we are increasing some of our domestic and international baggage fees to help offset that.
The new fees will take effect next week. Hundreds of thousands of Americans facing foreclosure now have some new hope. President Bush has signed a housing bill intended to provide mortgage relief for thousands of homeowners. The AP's Mark Smith.
The president put pen to paper within hours of the measure's arrival here, purposely avoiding a bright light signing ceremony. He didn't like some key aspects of the bill, even threatened a veto at one point. But an aide says other parts of the package should help stabilize financial markets and help keep more deserving American families in their homes.
A good day on Wall Street so far. Right now, the Dow is up by about 120 points. The other major indices are also showing gains. This is AP Radio News. You hear a lot of talk about who might be picked as a running mate for each of the presidential candidates, but not a lot of that talk is coming from the people whose names are on the list.
It's the ambition that dare not speak its name.
There is sort of this gamesmanship around the Veep Stakes.
Appear too motivated or let it slip that you're actually being considered for vice president, and you won't be.
Almost a high school type scenario where you can't look like you're too interested in the girl or the guy or they're not going to pick you.
Senior political reporter Jonathan Martin of Politico.com says John McCain has a chance to get his mojo back by making a strong selection before Barack Obama. He also thinks Obama would want to make his pick before the Olympics. So why aren't the intended allowed to confirm their courtship?
I think it has something to do with fragile egos of politicians.
John Belmont, Washington.
You can let the kids go out and play. Synthetic athletic fields are safe. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has checked out the fields after lead was detected on some in New Jersey. None showed lead levels that would be harmful. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Capsaicin. Capsaicin is odor-free, long-lasting, and clinically proven to work fast on arthritis pain. Available in cream or non-mess liquid applicator.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
My pretty.
No, Wicked Witch. You need to get Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Then you wouldn't be melting from the Arizona heat, right, Toto? Leading Edge Air Conditioning will come to your castle no matter where in the valley it's located. They'll find the problem, fix it, guarantee replacement parts for a full 2 years, so whether you have an air conditioning emergency or need a free quote on a new system or a system inspection, they'll provide prompt professional service 24 hours a day.
I'm melting!
Stop with the melting and call Leading Edge Air Conditioning at 480-855-7077. Maybe if you got your air fixed, you wouldn't be such a witch.
So stop waving your broom around trying to keep cool and call Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Don't live on the edge. Get the edge with Leading Edge Air Conditioning. Call 480-855-7077. or visit WeCoolArizona.com.
480-855-7077.
When I first heard about the technology of remote access, I thought, that's a great idea. Well, in my opinion, GoToMyPC is the best way to remotely access your PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. GoToMyPC is easy to set up, it's easy to use, and it has the fastest connection speed. So with GoToMyPC, what you can do is work from your office PC anywhere that you are, as long as there's an internet connection. It's like you're sitting right there. You can access everything, your programs, your files, you can transfer files, folders, do anything, even print your documents from your PC to any of your printers. Use GoToMyPC to work from home, while traveling, anywhere, anytime without missing a beat. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. I use GoToMyPC all the time, and it's terrific. It is a lifesaver. Now, if you want to try GoToMyPC, you can do it free. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. The offer is only available if you use the promo code ROADS, but all you need to do is visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and remember, use promo code ROADS for the 45 free days. GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code ROADS.
Stephanie Miller.
Dave in Buffalo on Granby McSame. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steph. I was searching for assisted or elderly living for members of my family who are getting old.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I got on McCain's mailing list or his phone list or something. So he sent me this text message, and it's so old school. It's really cute. Let me show it to you
okay.
in a second.
Oh, you see, that's funny.
The Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It does not take a majority to prevail, said Samuel Adams back in 1770-something, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Our quote for the day, welcome, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Terry Jeffrey is going to drop by in our second hour. We're going to be talking about big government. Yes, I am going to clearly and explicitly say I am a fan of big government. Huh, interesting. That should be entertaining. Everything You Know Is Wrong, Max Gross is going to drop by in our third hour from Schlub to Stud. How to embrace your inner mensch and conquer the big city. Larry Scott from VA Watchdog will be with us at the end of the day. After I get off the air tomorrow, I'll be hopping on a plane to Madison, Wisconsin, where we'll be at the Nonstop Radio Symposium, nonstopradio.com. I'll be speaking Saturday there. We'll be doing our show Friday from the Mike 92.1, our affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin. So, lots going on. Okay, our question for this hour. Will we all be living in yurts, eating roadkill, as a consequence of Reaganomics? 30 years of Reaganomics, and what brought this to mind was, I believe it was last night, or the night before, whenever it was. I DVR these things. I'm not sure when it was played on The Daily Show. But The Daily Show did this segment where they went out and they interviewed this guy named Todd Kershaw, who's living in a yurt and living an absolute carbon-free lifestyle, which means that he has to scavenge for his food.
What about heating and cooking without oil? Not a problem for this one-man blue state.
Right here we have some... these are wild greens from the forest, just right around here. That's dessert.
Right.
And these came from a dumpster.
And when you say dumpsters, you don't mean a high-end quality food chain called Dumpsters?
No. That's not what I mean.
No, he certainly did not.
My favorite dumpster is Trader Joe's. It's just so wonderful. It's the nirvana of dumpsters. There's great food, a lot of it's organic, and there's very rarely do you find maggots in there.
This is good food.
Mm.
That over there is roadkill.
Roadkill?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's really tender.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would be, because it was slammed into the ground by a truck.
And as funny as it is, I mean, this long-term unemployment in the U.S. now, and Todd Kershaw, by the way, the guy's an engineer, and he's living, you know, well, whatever. Anyhow, long-term unemployment in the U.S. climbs 37% in 1 year. Number of people out of work for more than 6 months has shot up 37% since last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. There are now, last month, 1.5 million people had been unable to find work for more than a half a year. The U.S. economy shed 62,000 jobs in June, on top of 62,000 in May. This is the sixth straight month of falling payrolls. We've lost 438,000 jobs since the beginning of the year, and at the same time, we're creating a lot of jobs with the war in Iraq. We're still, you know, contractors and everything. It's amazing. Yesterday, I got a haircut, and the woman cutting my hair was telling me how her brother is in the Marine Corps. And he gets out. He has he's been in for 8 years actually, and he just left Iraq a while ago, and he's in Korea right now, and he's getting out in a couple of months, and he's got a job offer, $180,000 a year as a private contractor to go back to Iraq, and he's having a debate with his mom about it. So we're creating jobs, we're bringing money back into the country, but even a war isn't enough to create jobs when you've got 30 years of Reaganomics. Total number of unemployed in the United States, 8.5 million. A year ago, only 7 million unemployed Americans. And these, by the way, these figures do not take into account the 1.5 million to 1.6 million people who are, quote, marginally attached to the workforce, end quote, which means that they have looked for work in the previous 12 months but didn't find any, and so didn't look in the last month. Excuse me. And also this figure includes approximately 420,000 discouraged workers who have given up looking for work because, in their opinion, there is simply none out there. All the while, ever since George Bush became, actually, ever since Ronald Reagan became president, real wages have continued to plummet. When you look at if you look at wage earners, people who are paying Social Security taxes, not people who are making their living on dividends and interest. You look at the real wages of wage earners and you adjust it for inflation. Ever since Reagan became president, they have been steadily disintegrating. The big story in the financial press, well, there's a couple, but the two big stories in the financial press, and this all ties into this stuff, is number one, this housing bailout thing. There is a subtext to this that I think most people don't have any clue about. You know, why Bush signed this bill today or yesterday afternoon, or maybe it was this morning, in private. He didn't have a public ceremony for signing this bill. Why all the subterfuge? Well, it turns out that back in the 70s, as things were already starting, you know, they were getting a little dicey here with the dollar. And it really started moving in this direction in the 80s, big time. But even back in the late 70s, Arthur Burns, the Fed chairman, was talking to the Japanese. The Japanese were saying, you know, okay, we've got all your dollars from all the stuff you're buying from us, and we're going to recycle these into what's called the euro dollar market. In other words, the Japanese were going to use those dollars to buy European-made goods and to trade with Europe. And Burns was concerned that would cause us to lose control of our currency. So he said, if you'll give those dollars to the Fed, if you'll give them to us, we will put them in secure investments that will give you a predictable rate of return and there's no risk. And so the Japanese did that. They cut this deal. Their central bank and our central bank essentially cut a deal with each other. And these are both privately owned banks, by the way, but of these two nations. And since the 80s, and in particular since the 90s, the Fed has been putting, as the housing bubble really started to explode in the mid-90s, the Fed has been putting this money, which is now not just from Japan, but it's also from China and Saudi Arabia and a couple other countries, where we're giving them enormous amounts of money, and in exchange they're giving us stuff. Saudis are giving us oil, the Japanese and the Chinese are giving us toys, stuff, you know. We're giving them dollars. And so they've been giving the dollars back to us, and the Fed has been investing them, or our government has been investing, the Fed has been investing them in mortgage-based securities. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae bonds. And that's why the bailout had to happen. Because otherwise, it's not that you or I would get screwed. It's not that people who own homes would get screwed. I mean, they threw a bone to them. They're just throwing a bone to people in this housing bailout bill. The real bailout is the Chinese, the Japanese, the Saudis. Don't worry, your bonds are going to be safe. You're going to get your money back. We're not going to let Fannie and Freddie go. And that's what this is all about. Now, at the same time, huge stories on the front page of the Financial Times. And this, again, this, you know, this is the bread and butter stuff. This is whether or not America is going to survive as a functioning democracy, or whether we're going to be completely taken over by transnational corporations. And I say completely because we're already largely there. The big headline, front page story, complete with a big picture of Susan Schwab, the U.S. trade representative. Doha talks fail after impasse on farms. You say, well, what's the big deal of Doha talk, trade talk rounds? Well, the bottom line here is that what caused this to collapse, the article, negotiators shift the debris for signs of hope. China broke cover on Monday, publicly accusing the U.S. of hypocrisy in heavily subsidizing its own cotton farmers while asking other countries to expose theirs to harsh competition. This is how it works. We say, and China, by the way, is doing the same thing. They're doing it with manufactured goods. They have high import tariffs on manufactured goods. They don't let them into the country to compete with their manufacturers, and they want everybody else in the world to drop their tariffs. We say to undeveloped countries, to countries that are mostly agricultural, we say, you've got to buy our stuff. You've got to buy our cotton. You've got to buy our finished goods or whatever, and you can't protect your own markets. But we're going to protect our markets where we think it's important. And the Chinese are protecting their markets where they think it's important. Which, by the way, is what countries should do, except that, you know, individual countries, but what we've done is we've set up a situation where smaller countries can't do it. Only the big countries can do it. That's what the whole WTO thing is all about. It's all about a handful of very large companies, or countries, by and large, operating to the benefit of probably about 200 multinational corporations, say, we're going to protect ourselves, and we're going to make sure that the small countries essentially remain colonies of the big countries. And what's so ironic about this is that in the last 15 years or so, we, the United States, have been targeted by the Chinese, by and large, for this. And now we're losing all our jobs. We're losing manufacturing jobs. We have this huge trade deficit because we bought into this thing thinking it was going to give us dominance, and now it's destroying us. Thanks to Ronald Reagan. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoon on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Cancer. It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office, we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded 2 solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs, and we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth, natureworksbest.com.
Trying to reduce your carbon footprint? Looking for ways to go green? Want to learn more about renewable energies? Then visit FuelCellStore.com. FuelCellStore.com is a leading marketplace for hydrogen and fuel cell products. Providing clean and silent power for any application, fuel cells can replace noisy gas power generators used for mobile and backup power. From gifts for enthusiasts to products for the classroom, Fuel Cell Store provides the most comprehensive range of fuel cell products in the world. Visit FuelCellStore.com today and start going green.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
The hour. Let's make this frame even a little bit bigger. Here you got the Chinese blowing up these trade talks, these WTO trade talks, because basically they want to make sure that their food supply is safe. We never blew up the trade talks by saying we want to make sure that our jobs are safe. Never did it. All along we've been saying our food supply is, we got that under control. It wasn't a concern for us. And apparently, at least since Ronald Reagan came into office, our jobs have not been a concern for us. So now let's add another piece to the... So here we've got the destruction of the American middle class, the freaking out of the American middle class. John McCain is going to absolutely exploit this. He has, as Carl Wolfson brilliantly pointed out on our morning show here on KPOJ, that John McCain has 3 core messages. And his campaign is going to be 3 2-word messages. And it already is. Win Iraq, drill oil, lower taxes. And he's just going to repeat those 3 things 100 different ways between now and November. And if Obama doesn't come up with his 3 sentences, he's going to be in big trouble. So here we have, I mean, Dennis Kucinich, for example, you know, he got, what, a couple 100,000, I believe, signatures in the petition to impeach Bush. Newt Gingrich comes out with his drill here, drill now, pay less campaign. And he already got over 1 million signatures on his petition. I mean, it's been like a week and a half, over 1 million signatures of Americans on this petition. It is absolutely disingenuous. It is absolutely filled with lies. I mean, even if we said, okay, you can drill anywhere you want, and they found places to drill, it would take at least 10 years before they even started. According to the federal government, this is going to make no impact. But it's such a tempting soundbite. And this goes into number 2 of McCain's strategy. McCain's strategy, win Iraq, drill oil, lower taxes. And actually 2 and 3. So Gingrich has rolled this program out. Drill here, drill now, pay less. Obama needs to have a similar campaign. And I think it should be called Stop the Addiction, Rebuild a New America. stop the addiction to oil. Let's build a solar wind-powered America. You got use T. Boone Pickens for this thing, the guy who funded the original Swift boats. But it's going to require playing politics with that. It ain't happening. Meanwhile, in Mexico, here you got Felipe Calderon, the Mexican president who stole the last election, the conservative, and he has now cut a deal with Halliburton, and he's trying to privatize the Mexican oil supply. In Mexico, in 1938, the government took control of all the oil in Mexico, and they wrote it into their constitution that it was illegal to privatize any part of the oil sector, because the oil in Mexico is the property of the people, and so all the revenue from it has to be to the benefit of the people. Well, Calderon wants to change that like a good conservative. He wants to say that the oil in Mexico is the property of Halliburton or ExxonMobil or Chevron or Shell or BP or whoever he can sell it to. And his Manuel Lopez Obrador, who ran against him and lost to him in this, what many feel was a rigged election, this last election, is spearheading a movement down in Mexico to stop this privatization. But this is just one example of it. Meanwhile, in the United States, we have, and this is where it gets very strange. In the United States, you've got the governor of New York, of the state of New York, Governor Patterson, yesterday called an emergency session in the state legislature. He's saying, we're broke. We're going to have to sell off bridges, roads, and tunnels because we've got this huge budget deficit. In other words, the old joke. Want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge? May well become a reality. 30 years of Reaganomics. It hollowed out our infrastructure core to the point that bridges are collapsing in Minnesota. 30 years of Reaganomics destroying this country. And New York is going to have to sell the Brooklyn Bridge. They're going to have to sell the Lincoln Tunnel. And who are they going to sell it to? Well, if they're following the pattern of Indiana and Illinois and a few other states, they're going to have to sell it to the Spanish or the Australians, because no Americans have that kind of money anymore. And once they've sold it to them, all the revenue that is produced by the strategic infrastructure, which is absolutely necessary. This is the commons of the United States. All the revenue that's produced by that, where's that money going to go? It's going to go outside the country. 30 years of Reaganomics has turned us into a third world country. We used to be the biggest creditor in the world. We are now the biggest debtor in the world. We used to be the biggest manufacturer in the world. Now we're the biggest importer of manufactured goods in the world. Our main exports to China are our recycled waste paper and scrap and raw wood. And 98% of their exports to us are finished manufactured goods. Over 3 million American jobs just in the last 7 years have gone to China. 3 million American jobs. Will we all be living in yurts, eating roadkill, because that's all we can afford?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our Wear 2 GPS in every car or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that, better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius. Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Bush and oil. Tim McGuire. President Bush, just a short while ago, lashed out at Democrats for failing to act on bills allowing offshore oil drilling.
All the Democratic leaders have to do is to allow a vote. They should not leave Washington without doing so.
The House Judiciary Committee has voted to hold former White House strategist Karl Rove in contempt. Chairman John Conyers says he had no choice.
It's regrettable.
The White House says Congress has no authority to compel testimony from current and former advisors. An Army sergeant in jail in Fayetteville, North Carolina, facing first-degree murder charges.
Edgar Patino is currently being held in the Cumberland County Detention Center with no bond. His first appearance is today.
Police Chief Tom Bergamine, fellow soldier Megan Tuma's body was found in a motel bathtub. She was 7 months pregnant. A Mobile, Alabama preacher faces murder charges after police say they found his wife's body in a freezer in the family home. She had been missing for 3 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
Time we stop, children, watch that sound.
Independent media for a truth-starved world. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tim Nelson is the kind of Democrat Arizona likes. In his 20-year legal career, Tim took on Big Tobacco and enforced a multi-billion-dollar settlement. He prosecuted major drug companies for price-fixing, recovering millions for consumers. And when seniors were robbed of their retirement savings in the Baptist Foundation scandal, Tim Nelson helped get their money back. Tim Nelson wants to be your county attorney. Visit his website, timnelson2008.com, and vote Tim Nelson for Maricopa County Attorney on September 2nd.
Paid for by Tim Nelson for county attorney.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Jeff Farias here. You know, it's so hot, the farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice just to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs. Why, the other day I saw two fire hydrants fighting over a dog. Well, if you need cooling off, call Parker & Sons. As a winner of the BBB Torch Award for Ethics, Parker's the only company I use. If your AC is acting up or you have a plumbing problem, well, call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. For cool service and hot prices, that's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
About Face is moving. We will still be on from 3 to 4 p.m., but we'll be moving to Sundays. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to agitate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
The Mike Malloy Show.
40 or 50 or 30, whatever the hell the number was, video cameras that surround the Pentagon. For God's sake, it's the nerve center of the greatest war-making death machine in the history of the human race. And nobody can produce a videotape that shows an airliner slamming into it. Give me a break.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There's a dark and the troubled side of life. There's a bright and and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side.
Knowing for sure that America is going to be restored to American values. We are moving in the right direction, my friends. We just have to get a little more strategic about it. Our Higgins alert for the day. Oh, man. Higgins is a rather large yellow tabby, especially when he leaps on you. Well, it's not every day somebody loses a 44-pound cat. The owner has until Saturday to reclaim her kitty before it's eligible for adoption. This is in Voorhees, I don't see what state it is. Oh, New Jersey. And officials at the Camden County Animal Shelter are calling her Princess Chunk. Yeah, well, thank goodness Louise can't fit this cat into the seat of an airplane, or she'd be out there trying to adopt it. And also in other cat news, a kitten is being called a holy cat in Goshen, Indiana. The Johnson family rescued two kittens after their mother abandoned them outside their house, and one of the kittens has Jesus in its fur, and you can see the photo on the internets. Very entertaining. Our meow, our Higgins alert for the day, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And, I also wanted to share with you this little gem. This the Inspector General, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice found that Monica Goodling, as you heard, yesterday and the day before, New York Times and whatnot, that Monica Goodling had broken the law. So Glenn Fine, Inspector General Glenn Fine, it took, I kept saying, I didn't see anything in the newspapers. The newspapers weren't asking the question, is somebody going to jail? The Democrats weren't asking the question. It took a Republican, Arlen Specter. Here's Arlen Specter asking the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, the guy who works for Mukasey, whether they were going to try to send Monica Goodling and Kyle Sampson to jail.
Did the conduct of Monica Goodling or Kyle Sampson or John Nowacki in politicizing the appointments of people like immigration judges or members of the Board of Immigration Appeals, did that constitute a violation of criminal law?
I don't believe it did, Senator Specter. I believe it violated constitution of department policy and federal civil service law, which is civil law, but not criminal law. It's not a criminal statute.
So then Specter says, well, what about when they lied to us? Isn't that against the law?
Was there anything in your investigation to suggest that there's a basis for criminal prosecutions for making false official statements?
We looked at that carefully. In our judgment and the judgment of prosecutors, experienced prosecutors who worked on this case for us, we did not think that there was a sufficient basis for a criminal prosecution for false statements for anyone. We also noted we don't think that Monica Goodling made false statements to Congress, but we also noted she has immunity, and sort of the use of any testimony or the fruits of any testimony would be prohibited. But having said that, I will say that we do not believe that the conduct that we found in our report constituted a criminal violation. It was a violation of civil law and department policy.
In other words, naughty, naughty, you got away with it. Good, 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 good. And we've got all those good Republicans in judicial offices, it's incredible. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Henry in Stevensville, Montana, listening on KMPT. Hey, Henry, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'd like you to back up to your earlier segment about the whole housing debacle and how it ties in with foreign investment.
It's all part of the same thing.
I didn't follow the beginning part of that about how we owed money to them and they paid. I didn't follow that.
It's pretty simple. This year we will buy $800 billion worth of stuff from the rest of the world more than they buy from us. So right. they're ending up with $800 billion. It's not an even trade, right? I mean, if they bought $800 billion worth of, say, General Motors cars from us, and we bought $800 billion worth of, say, computers from China and oil from Saudi Arabia, then $800 billion would come and go, and there'd be no money left over anywhere, right? And they'd end up with General Motors cars, and we'd end up with oil and computers.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, we're buying $800 billion worth of stuff from them that they're not buying from us because we don't make anything here anymore. And so as a result of that, they've got all this, they've got this $800 billion, a surplus, as a result of the trade surplus, sitting in their banks. And they're trying to figure out, what do we do with this money? And we cut a deal with them about 20 years ago saying, you know, if you will put that money back into our country, if you'll buy our treasury bonds and our federal securities with that money, see, that allows us then to borrow. We're essentially, that's how the government funds not its trade deficit, but it's the actual debt. What Bush announced yesterday is going to be, you know, $500 billion. It's actually going to be $600 or $700 billion, maybe $1 trillion. That's how we borrow the money for that, is we go to the Chinese and say, you know, that $800 billion we gave you in exchange for all those computers, would you please loan that to us so that we can tell people that their taxes are low? And when they loaned that money to us, we gave them in exchange bonds, you know, debt instruments, IOUs, for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And so now, as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are looking insolvent, if we say to them, sorry, guys, we're just going to let them fall through the cracks and go bankrupt because, you know, the whole thing was corrupted, then those countries will stop giving us money and we will be standing on the outside looking in, shall I say it, without. Does that make sense, Henry?
That makes a lot of sense. And on another note, I just want to say that my wife calls often and has never gotten through, and this is the first time I called.
And you got through.
So, well, another one of Murphy's Law is coming.
There you go. Henry, thanks a lot for the call, and best wishes to your wife in future calls. Linda in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good morning, Tom. I have a couple of points, and if we have time, I'll say something about McCain. The first point is that Bush is only right about one thing in his whole 7.5 years, and that is that the U.S. is addicted to oil. And
you notice, so, he only said that once.
Yeah. So more drilling is like giving free booze to an alcoholic.
And yeah, that's why I think that the Democratic slogan should be end the addiction, build a new America. That should be their slogan. Because this drill now, drill here, buy cheap or pay less, that mantra is so effective. And Newt Gingrich is riding that thing just as far as he can.
Yes, and it's such a lie.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. And you know, stop the addiction, build a new America has the benefit of being honest. You know, it's factual. There's integrity to it. You know, plus it'll create jobs and all kinds of things. Linda, thank you for the call. Frank in Los Angeles, listening to K-Talk. Hey, Frank.
How you doing? You know, several things here. Now, we're paying our taxes to build infrastructure, and we pay taxes to maintain them, and now they're trying to sell the infrastructure to the private sector, and then we're going to have to pay to use those.
Absolutely. And when we bought that infrastructure, when it was actually, most of it was taken, you know, through eminent domain, most of the property was taken from private people, you know, for the highways and the roads and the bridges and things. It was at pennies against the dollar today. And you know, I mean, how do you value this stuff? But even more importantly, this is our strategic infrastructure. You can't run a country if you don't own your own roads. China is not selling their roads off to American companies. They would not tolerate it. Germany is not selling their roads off to American billionaires. They would not tolerate it. Wouldn't put up with it for a moment. Greg in Portland. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, first-time caller. You know, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I live in Portland now.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma was just telling me that they're selling the tunnel to Canada to make up for a budget shortfall.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
This is where we're at, Greg, and we started going down this insane privatization road. As I said, Calderon is doing this with the oil business down in Mexico. And in part, it's not because, you know, we're desperate for cash that we're doing it. This is a planned move. Grover Norquist announced this back in 2002, although it had been in place for 20 years and had been working for 20 years. This is, you know, Reaganomics on steroids.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
And Grover Norquist, talking with Mara Liasson, and I think it was May of 2002, said, we don't want to eliminate government in the United States. We simply want to shrink it down to the size where it's small enough that we can drag it into the bathtub and drown it. And so what they have done is they have cut off the funds to government, run up such a huge debt that governments now all across this country have no choice but to sell off the commons. And then who are they selling it off to? Grover Norquist's billionaire buddies.
or the multimillionaires like Grover Norquist who work as lobbyists like Ralph Reed did for overseas billionaire buddies. David in Corvallis. Hey, David, got a minute before the break here. What's up?
Yeah, I heard Peter DeFazio this morning when he said to the effect that, and I couldn't agree with him more, that we can't continue to sell our jobs to China so that they can then buy our debt. They'll lend us money to buy things that we
don't make. Yeah, that's what we're doing. I mean, you look
absolutely.
This most recent report from the Economic Policy Institute, U.S. has lost to China 2.3 million jobs since 2001. And then you look by state. California lost 325,800 jobs. Texas lost 202,900 jobs. New York lost 127,000 jobs. Illinois, 102,000 jobs. Ohio, 102,000 jobs. This just since 2001, just to China. Florida, 100,900 jobs. Pennsylvania, 85,100. North Carolina, 79,000. I'm on the air in every single one of these states. Michigan, 79,500. Georgia, 73,600. Just to China, just since Bush became president. And this is a process that has actually been going on since Reagan became president. Just in the last year alone, California lost 55,400 jobs to China because of these absolutely insane trade policies. And what's the solution? Well, let's sell the Brooklyn Bridge.
Watch live video of the Tom Hartman Program at HartmanRadio.com. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
There's a few things my cat Higgins can do that I wish I could do. I guess the number one these days is lay on the floor and sleep all day. Man, would that be nice. Purina One is important in Higgins' life and health. When Higgins is happy and healthy, I feel better knowing he's getting the right nutrition and healthy food he likes. Purina One plays a huge role in my relationship with Higgins. He's healthy and full of energy. And even more important to Higgins is that I never let his bowl get even close to empty. If I do, I'm toast. Hey, could a change in cat food make your cat healthy and happy? Purina One is so sure you'll think so after taking the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. They'll give you your money back if you're not satisfied. That's the real difference guarantee, a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food if you're not pleased with the results. Get your Purina One Challenge Kit and more information by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW. If you haven't called before, call today to get started. That's 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. Currently, the majority of our business consists of mortgage purchase transactions. However, we still offer the best rates and the lowest fees to refinance mortgages. Do you have an ARM that is set to expire? Do you want to shorten the term of your existing mortgage without increasing your payment? Do you want to consolidate debt into your mortgage? We can still go up to 95% cash out to pay off existing debts. Rates are still very low, and there are still many programs available to qualified borrowers. Now is the time to act. Rates are starting to rise. Home values are declining, and loan guidelines are becoming more difficult every day due to the housing crisis. Many of the programs we can offer today may not be available in the near future. So call us today for a no-obligation mortgage consultation. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
From all of us at 76 Mortgage, thank you for supporting 1480.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service.
Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind?
Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers?
The following are five reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move.
1. No need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage.
2. We offer flat hourly rates.
3. Your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved.
4. We guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will.
5. We will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States.
Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless.
Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Speaking from behind the good old working-class stainless steel microphone, Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. Find out more at Teamsters.org. Keep in mind, this guarantee bill, this bailout bill that George Bush signed in private this morning, is unlimited in its bailout of Freddie and Fannie. It could be, it's some reasonable estimates, it's going to be $800 billion. Dollars. When the printing presses start running to cover that, watch the dollar fall through the floor. And watch oil go to $200 a barrel. And watch gold go to $1,600 an ounce, in my humble opinion. Now, I may well be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'll tell you, back in the 1980s, I think it was, when gold spiked at $800 an ounce, I bought some. But nonetheless, I really think that this is it. I think we've got a really, really tough time ahead of us. Henry in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Henry, what's on your mind today?
Well, the thing that's on my mind is this. I'm listening to John McCain speak, and, you know, this guy just don't make any sense. How are you going to sit up there and tell a little girl and tell a group of people that you're not going to raise taxes and things of that nature, but you're supposed to be able to balance the budget, right?
He's not going to raise taxes because he wants to do away with Social Security. He wants to do away with Medicaid. He wants to do away with Medicare. He wants to do away with the Education Department. He wants to do away with, you know, basically, if you shut down most federal programs, particularly the entitlement programs, you don't have to raise taxes.
Well, yeah, but see, the problem with that is this.
You got an entire nation that starts to look like rural India, but you don't, you know.
We're going to look worse than that because if you really look at it, you turn around, you got all these people, okay, say retired and things of that nature. There's no Social Security, there's no Medicare coverage to help these people, anything like that. And all of a sudden, we're back in the early 1900s where people are dying from chickenpox.
There you go. Yeah,
when is it going to stop? I mean, people really need to get realistic.
It's going to stop, Henry, when we elect more, 60 Democratic senators and a Democrat for president of the United States. And when we start seriously looking, and I don't think, frankly, this is the election to do it in, but I think the next one, in 2 years from now, we need to be very, very seriously looking at these so-called Democrats who are voting with the Republicans all the time.
Right. You know what's hurting me right now more than anything else? Is that we don't have one Democrat right now standing up with Obama telling these people drilling offshore right now is not going to do us any good whatsoever because it's going to be 5 to 7 years before that oil even hit the market. And even then, oil probably be so high, it wouldn't make a difference anyway.
Hey, here's the problem, Henry. And Pelosi said that on The Daily Show last night or the night before. I mean, she's out there saying that, and the Democrats are out there saying that. The problem is that it takes more than four words to say it. The Democrats have to boil this down to a friggin' soundbite. Newt Gingrich has got his drill here, drill now, pay less. Everybody can get that. Even though it's a lie, everybody can get that. And the Democrats have to come up with a slogan. My suggestion is stop the addiction, rebuild a new America. I think that it throws it right back in their teeth. Oh, you want to drill? You're an addict. It's like a junkie. poking in, you know, for a fresh vein. And it's, but anyway. Well, not but anyway. We've got it. We've got to move that. We've got to move in that direction. William in Alaska. Hey, William, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got to tell you guys that the real oil is here. There's more oil in Alaska than anywhere. And it's
the entire naval reserve up there, which has got billions of barrels of oil and has already been licensed to the oil companies to drill. And they're saying, fine, thank you very much. We'll keep that in our back pocket as an asset on our books, and we'll drill it eventually when we get around to it.
Absolutely, and I've been there, I've seen it. And the other thing is that our congressional delegation is so corrupt up here. It's not just Ted Stevens and these people that are going on in their investigations. Now, half of ours, we've just had a string of people that were put in jail, and they were so bold as to actually call themselves the Corrupt Bastards Club, they had hats and T-shirts made. Jeez. And this is the environment that we have in this Republican state of Alaska. These people get away with anything.
Right, and this is why your governor yesterday, instead of coming out and condemning what Ted Stevens did, came out and said, oh, this is kind of a sad day, and, you know, I mean, just kind of danced around thing. Because, you know, she's not all that clean herself. I mean, it's just, it is absolutely incredible.
When our governor became Senator Murkowski, when Senator Murkowski became governor, he actually named his daughter to be his replacement in the Senate.
Right.
Talk about nepotism, but they actually got away with it. And our sheeple of a population here actually reelected a completely inexperienced person in this nepotistic move. And I'll tell you, she's not a very good politician, and she's let one huge thing slip, is that she has access to the information that only senators get. And so our fishermen, she is actually letting a small rain of truth come out. And she has been told, as we know, the rising CO2 levels are changing the acidity of the ocean, and they're destroying the phytoplankton.
Yeah.
And this is actually...
And that could destroy the Alaska fishing industry.
Not just the fishing industry. I mean, this is the collapse of the human food chain.
You're right.
And she let it slip because she's not a good politician. She's just somebody's daughter. And she let it slip. And I'm telling people, you guys got to know, Alaska is two summers in a row now. We haven't had summer. I honestly think the Earth has a thermostat, and it's going to be a cold hell because we haven't had a summer in two summers. There's glacier-building snows going on up here that nobody talks about. So I would encourage anybody listening to keep their eye on Alaska. We knew about global warming 20 years ago. We're telling the new story now. And if you want to know the true corruptions of Republicanism, look in Alaska.
That's
here.
William, very well said. Thank you. And we're seeing the same thing here in Portland, Oregon. We had the La Nina this year, and we didn't have spring. I mean, you know, it just went from winter to summer in about June. Hobart in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Hobart.
Hey, man.
What's up?
You there?
I am. You're on the air.
Ah, good. I love what you're saying.
Thank you.
But we have a local guy down here that has nailed down the oil prices. Are you with me?
Yeah. I'm listening.
All right. ICE, International Commodity Exchange, that's unregulated, given to us by our lovely Phil Graham.
Uh-huh.
And they gave us Enron, gave us the mortgage meltdown.
Right.
If we would open up the international, oil reserve.
Oh, the U.S. oil reserve, right. Yeah, if Bush would do that, and Hobart, I'm sorry, we're out of time, but if Bush would do that, it would reduce the price of oil for a short while. But we've got a much bigger problem than just, you know, solving by the oil reserve. 57 minutes past the hour. Coming up next, Terry Jeffrey with CNSNews.com.
This is Tom Hartman.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BLUE to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, BLUE, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code BLUE. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of feeling helpless against the power of greedy corporatocracy? Are you sick of gas companies making record profits off you and credit card companies charging you interest rates that in better times would have been considered usury? Like most Americans, your bills are probably keeping you awake at night and from saving for your future. Borrowing against the precious equity in your home is simply a strategy employed by those who would love to keep you forever financially enslaved. So are you ready for a clean slate? Well, Clean Slate Unlimited has established a highly effective debt settlement program, which may be your best option. They can reduce your unsecured debt by up to 70% and have you debt-free in as little as 12 months with easy monthly payments that fit your budget. If you have more than $7,000 in medical, credit card, or other debt, call 888-SLATE-90. That's 888-752-8390. Don't be a casualty of the war on the middle class. Get a clean slate. Log on to yourcleanslate.com or call 888-752-8390 now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. He was the father of her unborn child. Now he's charged with her murder. An Army sergeant at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, under arrest in the death of Megan Tuma. She was found dead in the bathtub of a Fayetteville motel last month. The city's police chief says a letter sent to a local newspaper that's believed to have been written by Edward Patino was the break in the case.
An anonymous letter was received by the Fayetteville Observer, which contained information regarding the death of Megan Tuma. Fayetteville Observer staff immediately contacted our detectives who collected the letter, which proved to be vital during this investigation.
Patino was arrested at his home yesterday. Gas prices have dipped below $4 a gallon nationwide, but a lot of people are still hurting. And President Bush is calling on Congress to take action to bring down oil prices.
The American people are rightly frustrated by the failure of Democratic leaders in Congress to enact common sense solutions, like the development of the oil resources on the Outer Continental Shelf.
Democrats in Congress, though, have called instead for the president to release oil from the nation's strategic oil reserves. The AP's Mark Smith reports President Bush has signed a huge housing bill that may help people facing foreclosure.
The president had threatened to veto the package because of a provision he calls a bank bailout. $4 billion for states and cities to buy up already foreclosed properties in distressed neighborhoods. But he abandoned that threat because he felt other parts of the bill couldn't wait, especially a financial lifeline for mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Get ready to pay a lot more if you check more than a bag on a Delta flight. The airline says high fuel costs are forcing it to double its check bag fee to $50. Kevin Mitchell with the Business Travel Coalition says the airline may be hurting itself in the long run.
It's just one more reason to travel less frequently, and ultimately that really will hurt the airlines.
Fees for specialty items that require special handling will also be going up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 55. This is AP Radio News. High oil prices are affecting how much money families in this country have to spend. But having money to spend is not the problem in Iraq.
Thanks to higher oil production and prices, money's not the issue.
They are having a very difficult time, apparently, spending the money that they have.
Stuart Bowen's the U.S. official auditing the reconstruction process. Iraq's ready to spend about $50 billion on rebuilding, nearly equal to the U.S. share. But Bowen tells the AP Iraq's lagging in executing its budget, and the result's a mixed bag. The security situation has stabilized, but some Baghdad residents are without power big chunks of the day. Others get drinking water tainted with raw sewage. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
On the campaign trail, Barack Obama was talking about the economy in Missouri. He said he's offering a change from what he calls reckless Republican economic policies. And John McCain is campaigning today in Colorado. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Looking for an escape from the gridlock? Try Vegas, where it's always crazy shows, crazy clubs, crazy restaurants, and crazy good times. Visit LasVegas.com.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and your sexual inadequacies, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain and, well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? Well, there is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects. Just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try a free sample of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Your health is too important to wait. So call now, 1-800-573-0477.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Today in China, they're worrying about where to put all the Olympics visitors. Today in Dubai, they're worrying about the final touches on the world's tallest skyscraper. Today here at home, we are worrying about how to keep our houses, how to find a job, how to budget for the next tank of gas. America's election 2008. Not about who or when or what. It's about why. Think about it and share your thoughts here on the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to our second hour. Terry Jeffrey on the line with us, editor-in-chief over at CNSNews.com. Hey, Terry, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Just fine, just fine. You have written an op-ed here recently called How Big Can Government Get? You point out that in 2008, about 30% of our national income is going to be sucked up in taxes. That's inconsistent with my understanding of government's share of GDP. Where'd you come up with that?
That statistic comes from the Tax Foundation. What they're talking about there is they calculate the total national income, and then they take total tax revenue from federal, state, and local government and calculate it as a percentage of total national income, and that's what it came out to, 30.8%. That's according to the Tax Foundation. That's their calculation.
Right. Then the Tax Foundation is?
Tax Foundation is a nonpartisan think tank in Washington, D.C. that studies tax issues, and every year comes out with this report they call the Tax Freedom Day Report, where they take that same percentage, 30.8%, and they say they calculate how many days it equals in a year and say, basically, this is how many days Americans work to pay the taxes that fund government every year.
Okay, I'm trying to find the GDP here. I'm on the government website.
Right.
And I thought our GDP was, you know, something in the neighborhood of $10 trillion. And we're running, you know, and the government is, you know, we're spending about $1 trillion. And so that would make it about 10% of GDP. But
Well, actually, if you look at the historical budget tables of the United States, I actually happen to have them downloaded in PDF on my computer. But they're on the OMB website. And I believe, without actually looking it up, the federal government spends about 20% of GDP and takes in about 18.5% of GDP in revenue.
Okay, so here's my point.
Yeah.
If the government, whether the government's 18% or 30% of you know all the revenue that's running around in this country.
Right.
Your article says, you know, this is too much government, it's too big a government, and I don't entirely disagree. We've got a $1 trillion budget. Half of that is going to the Pentagon. A tiny fraction of that is going for housing. A tiny fraction of that is going for education. A tiny fraction that's going for welfare. A tiny fraction that goes to support big business. A fairly large fraction of that goes to support big oil companies and in corporate tax breaks and support for multinational corporations and in governmental institutions that are supporting multinational corporations like the State Department and whatnot that has turned its major function into being basically a trade emissary for our top 500 corporations. I would like to see the government the exact same size it is right now, but let's just cut the size of the Pentagon in half. Why do we have to have a military that is larger than the combined military of every other country in the planet combined?
Well, I would say, Tom, first of all, I'm just looking at the number now. It's $2.9 trillion is the federal government's going to spend this year, so almost $3 trillion. But I would argue that if you look at the Constitution, the defense of the United States through an army and a navy are among the few things the government is doing now that is authorized by the Constitution. Most of the things federal government is spending money on, the Constitution doesn't give the federal government the authority to spend money on.
So nonsense. The Constitution gives Congress the right to create any agency it wants and spend money in any way it wants.
No, it doesn't. Article 1, Section 8 specifically says in express language what Congress may spend money on. And among those things are an army and a navy. It does not say it can have a Medicare program. It does not say it can have a Social Security program. It does not say it can fund Medicaid. It doesn't say it can have a Department of Housing and Urban Development. You will not find those in the Constitution.
Yeah, no, and because they didn't say, they weren't looking forward and saying, well, here's all the things you can do. But it basically, we had this conversation last time, and I had all the documentation, and I don't have it in front of me right now.
Sure.
The Constitution, but the, damn. But I disagree. I just have to say I disagree with you. The Constitution gives Congress, gives the House of Representatives specifically the authority to create agencies within the executive branch and to fund those agencies, and that's what they've done.
Only to perform those functions that the federal government does.
Functions of the federal government are very vaguely defined. To ensure justice, ensure domestic tranquility, establish justice, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity?
You're talking about a preamble. You're not talking about the specific section, which is Article 1 of the Constitution, which in Section 8 delineates exactly the things the Congress can spend money on. But to put this in perspective, I said in my column that in 1909, according to the Tax Foundation, the government spent 4.9% of the national income. So no matter what, there's been this massive increase in the amount of income out of the U.S. economy, out of American workers, that the government takes to do things. And the question is whether that's good or bad. You think it's good, I take it.
Yeah, actually, by and large, I do. And the bottom line, you know, whether it's constitutional or not, and again, I'm asserting that it is, and I'll have to get back with you on the basis of my assertion, because I'm not going to spend 10 minutes on
sure.
the air here, reading the Constitution while I'm discussing with you. But certainly the Supreme Court has not disagreed, and they're the final arbiter of what is constitutional right now with any of these agencies. But the bottom line here is that if we, the people, collectively, through our elected representatives, decide that we want to protect ourselves against the disaster of, say, ending up with as happened to my friend Michael Hutchison, he broke his neck and ended up impoverished and paralyzed, that if we want to protect ourselves from those kind of disasters, if we want to protect literally widows and orphans, if we want to protect people from poverty and old age, and create a program called Social Security Insurance Program, National Insurance Program, then we should do that. If we collectively, we the people, say that we want to have a national health care program like every other industrialized country in the world, we should do that.
All right, well, I would say this. First of all, if you're going to be strictly under the Constitution, the federal government would not have that role. Obviously, it's taken on that role. As a conservative, I don't think we're going to eliminate Social Security and Medicare or devolve them to the states. I think they can be reformed. Constitutionally, if you want to do that, you should have done it on the state level. But here's something, Tom, maybe you might agree with me on. If you look at those Tax Foundation figures, they go back to the beginning of the 20th century. There's an interesting phenomenon. When the United States of America goes to war, the size of government invariably takes a massive jump upward, and it never ratchets back down over the long run.
Right, and this is Eisenhower talked about.
Well, some of this money is going to build up the military establishment, but others of it is going to build up the welfare state and build up other functions of government that people before the war may never have imagined that they'd be involved in paying for or having the federal government run. So there's no doubt that that war is good for the state, and we should avoid it at all possible costs. And, you know, we are seeing massive government increase with the wars we are fighting right now, and that is not a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's my, you know, let's cut the Pentagon, Terry. I mean, $8 billion was taken in cash dollars over to Iraq, and it vanished. They've got $2 trillion, the Pentagon, now, that they can't account for?
Nobody's
holding them to account for it? $2 trillion?
I have no doubt there's all kinds of waste and corruption and fraud in the Pentagon. Whenever you're having that amount of money being spent, and especially by the government, there's no way they're going to control it all and spend it all properly. And there is
so really, I think that really the debate between, let's just lay this out, you know, honestly here. The debate between conservatives and liberals in America right now is the debate between conservatives and liberals in most of the developed world, which is, are we a me society or a we society? Are we going to collectively backstop each other, or are we going to say, hey, Charlie, you're on your own?
Well,
and call that freedom.
I believe in individual liberty, and I believe in families, and I believe in community.
Right. Sean Hannity went off on this rant about it. It's all about families. It's all about family values. We don't need the government telling us this, that, the other. And which is just another way of saying you're on your own. You can't pay for that liver transplant for your kid. Tough. You're on your own. Put little cans in the 7-Eleven.
That's right. I mean, no, if you can't pay for it and your family can't pay for it and your community can't pay for it, no, I don't think we ever should have created a federal agency to pay for it. I also believe...
Right, exactly. We're on your own. That's the conservative worldview.
I do not want the federal government having more control of my life than it already has. I don't
pain, if you get sick, is not control.
No, I do not want to be dependent on the government.
So you'd rather be dependent upon United Healthcare and William McGuire, who takes a $1.7 billion paycheck.
I would rather be dependent on myself and my family. And then I'm truly free. And I tell you, you and I have talked about it before, but your friend David Walker says there's that $53 trillion in unfunded liabilities we have, mostly for Medicare and Social Security.
Right, and he also acknowledged that if we simply lifted the cap on FICA, that it would resolve the entire thing, because that $53 trillion is over, you know, basically our lifetimes.
His own figures show that we're going to have deficits of 20% if we have the federal of the GNP to pay for this, which means
unless we lift the cap,
then you have to take that 20% of GDP into the federal government, which means you have the federal government taking 40% of the national wealth every year.
Right, unless we lift the cap.
So that's what they'd be doing. They'd be taking 40% of the national wealth. Right now they take 20, then they would take 40.
Okay. Terry Jeffrey, CNSnews.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Tom.
16 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up 2, maybe 3 times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Healthcare reform. We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it. But we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
If you're a homeowner in debt or have a friend who is,
don't miss the Save Your Home Town Hall, a new show to help you through the legal maze of the current housing crisis.
Take back your power.
With John and Diane Bauer, every Saturday at 3 p.m.
Nothing is scarier than the prospect of losing your home. Join us for the Save Your Home Town meeting.
Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on 1480 KPHX.
Ecotality is a renewable energy company that acquires and commercially advances clean electric technologies and applications. Offering a wide variety of alternative energy solutions, Ecotality is working to reduce the world's dependence upon carbon-based fuels. From hydrogen and solar products to the development and installation of electric vehicle charging stations, Ecotality is advancing clean electric technologies to meet the world's increasing energy demands. For more information, please visit Ecotality.com. Invest in a cleaner and greener future today. Invest in Ecotality. ETLY.OB.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic. Oh, rolling and riding and sleeping and sliding, it's magic.
Well, it seems like Karl Rove has a little magic. My guess is his magic is going to keep him out of jail probably for the rest of his life, certainly through this term of Congress. The House Judiciary Committee this morning voted 20-14 to hold him in contempt of Congress. Now that has to go to the full House for a vote. We don't even know yet if Speaker Pelosi will allow a final vote. And even if the whole House does vote for contempt, as opposed to inherent contempt, it then goes to Michael Mukasey, and we already know what he's going to do. Governor Don Siegelman is on the line with us. He's part of this whole process, and donsiegelman.com, and there's a couple of other websites, Governor, that you recommend.
Tom, the one that I want to recommend right now is Contempt for Rove. Anybody that feels contempt for Rove or feels that Rove should be held in contempt should go to www.contemptforrove.com and send a message to Congress that they have got to stand up to this bully.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man who, once he was subpoenaed, left the country and then slid written answers under the door of the Judiciary Committee
that he only sent to the Republican member.
Right, but they were unsworn. He didn't. There was no oath. They were unsigned, and Tom, even then, he didn't tell the truth. In these unsigned, unsworn answers, written answers to the Judiciary Committee, he said that there was no evidence. That is simply a lie. There is a sworn affidavit. There is sworn testimony before the Judiciary Committee that places Karl Rove at the scene of the crime in this case in Alabama. That links him to an abuse of power and misuse of the Department of Justice for political reasons. And Karl Rove needs to be held to answer for that. Furthermore, in these unsigned, unsworn answers, he didn't answer the central allegation of those sworn allegations against him, which was that he and the husband of the U.S. attorney conspired to advance the prosecution against me.
Right.
We're So anyway, the Karl Rove once again has ducked out on Congress, and what we need to do as people in this country is tell our congressmen that we expect them to hold him to the same standard that we are held to, that the unemployed steel worker, the taxi cab driver, the hairdresser been held to, the waitress. If we did not show up for a subpoena, if we skipped the country, we would be in handcuffs as a flight risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And contempt for Rove, contemptforrove.com, the website. And Don Siegelman, of course, donsiegelman.com, I before E. We're talking with Governor Don Siegelman and former governor of Alabama and victim of a Karl Rove political vendetta. And are there any other venues, Governor, that could be used to pursue a criminal process or a civil process, for that matter, against Karl Rove?
Well, I think the answer is yes. But, one, you know, Congress has to decide that they're going to exercise their inherent contempt powers or just the contempt, you know, having the matter voted on by the full House and then going to court.
Right.
But at this stage, we've just got to advance the ball through the process, and we've got to hold Congress's feet to the fire and let them know that the American people are tired of this double standard. One standard for the working people of this country and another standard for those who are in power. And we do not need to tolerate that kind of duplicity on the part of Congress. Congress needs to hold Karl Rove to the same standard that every other working American is held to every single day in this country.
Who are the members of Congress, if people are going to call, if they went to callcongress.org and just
picked
up one of the 800 numbers?
Well, I think first they need to call the Speaker's office now that this matter is in her hands.
Nancy Pelosi's office.
Nancy Pelosi's office, and say we expect this to be put on the calendar. We want it brought up for a vote ASAP.
And, you know, what are your thoughts on inherent contempt versus because there are already several members of this administration who have been held in contempt of Congress by the entire House, and the consequence of that has been that the Attorney General, whose job it is to prosecute contempt citations, has said that he's not going to prosecute them.
Well, Tom, I think for two reasons, I think they should exercise the inherent contempt powers and send the Capitol Hill police out for Karl Rove. But the first reason is that the one that you just stated, that the process is likely to get bogged down in judicial procedure and lead nowhere for a long period of time. The second reason is something I said earlier. Karl Rove has already shown that he's a flight risk. When he was subpoenaed, he didn't show up for the subpoena. He was in a foreign country.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think those two reasons.
But apparently the jail cell in the basement of the Capitol was done away with when they remodeled the Capitol back 20 years ago or so because of this deal in the 1930s that Congress made with the executive branch that the DOJ would execute these warrants. And so Congress may not have any place to put him.
Oh, I believe we could find a place.
Yeah. So Congress can commandeer a jail cell, or they could retrofit a congressional office, I suppose.
There's
got to be a broom closet there somewhere, right?
There's plenty of places for it.
Okay. Governor Don Siegelman, one of my heroes. DonSiegelman.com, his website, contemptforrove.com. Get over there right now and call Speaker Pelosi's office as well. Governor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
And keep up the great work. 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
First degree murder. I'm Ed Donahue. A soldier at Fort Bragg is facing a murder charge in North Carolina. Sergeant Edgar Patino is accused of killing pregnant soldier Megan Toomer.
They haven't said exactly what type of relationship, but he did confirm that he was the father of her unborn child.
Marlon Walker, Patino is due in court later today. President Bush is again pushing Congress on offshore oil drilling.
Legislation to open up this offshore exploration is pending in both the House and the Senate, and all the Democratic leaders have to do is to allow a vote.
The president also signed a major housing bill designed to help struggling homeowners and to stabilize financial markets. There's a report of a crane collapse on a bridge over the Colorado River in Smithville, Texas. A warning if you bought music from Yahoo.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Yahoo announced it's stopping its online music service earlier this year, but some customers may find out their songs that they bought will not be accessible after September 30th. Wall Street, the Dow is up 44 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Hey, KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Point. Whenever John McCain or the Republicans get an opportunity to make Americans feel like they will fail if Barack Obama is elected, they will make that argument. It was the biggest turning point I've yet seen in their campaign. They're going to start playing not just hardball, but down the road dirty. You want to know why? Because McCain supporters don't care. Our supporters for Barack Obama, they really care if it's dirty. But McCain supporters, it just looks like leadership.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black. Sundays from 11 to 2 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
John McCain has learned how to get on the internet. He's learned how to use the Google. Yahoo! Very excited. This is the guy that you would even consider for a 21st century. This is a guy who you would actually... yesterday John McCain was expressing concern about relations between Russia and Czechoslovakia. Hello? Czechoslovakia hasn't existed since 1993.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. Yeah, I'm glad the House Judiciary Committee decided to hold Karl Rove in contempt. Now I'd like to see the entire House do it, and let's make it inherent contempt. Let's actually go out and arrest the guy, because Mukasey will not do his job. And then let's begin impeachment hearings against Mukasey for not doing his job. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Ruby in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, Ruby, what's up?
Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Thank you. This is my first call ever. I hear this and that from George Bush and all his cronies that we're addicted to oil.
Yes.
We're not. We're pimped into it. You change the...
Excellent.
You change the... give us other options and watch how fast we'll change.
Yes. Excellent. Perfect. Ruby, thank you so much. Very, very well said. Absolutely. And that's my point. You know, stop the addiction, build a new America, or rebuild a new America. Let's come up with a slogan to counter Newt Gingrich. I mean, if Gingrich can get 1.5 million signatures, 1.2 million signatures, and we can't even get that many for impeachment, I mean, this has to be something that resonates with the average person. Weldon in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, Weldon.
Hi, Tom. First of all, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to all my chat room buddies.
Oh, okay, great. TomHartman.com. Thank you.
My nickname is No Brain McCain.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll see you in there.
And I wanted to challenge you. I wanted to tag you. You're it today.
Okay.
I want you to lead the charge. Get some constitutional lawyer, something. Get Pelosi impeached. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, you're not going to impeach Nancy Pelosi because it's going to have to go through her to happen.
I mean, she's on the queue today talking.
Here's
about
the thing, Weldon. Instead of you know, what's the word? I was going to say killing, but that's just real hyperbole. Instead of taking out our elected representatives with whom we disagree, let's bring organized pressure to bear on them to do the right thing. Let's tell Nancy Pelosi, we will be behind you. We will support you. You need to hold these criminals to account.
The only thing is that, I mean, she's going around on The View today and talking about how she doesn't know if Bush has created or committed any crimes.
Yeah, I know.
And basically, there's people like Cindy Sheehan and Dodd out there that want to do something. Let's get them in there.
Yeah, thank you, Weldon. And Dennis Kucinich would be glad to provide Nancy Pelosi with evidence that Bush has committed crimes. And beyond that, impeachment proceedings are not based on proof of crimes. Impeachment hearings are to determine whether or not there is a crime. And impeachment is not a conviction. An impeachment is an indictment. This is like a grand jury getting together and saying, did Ted Stevens actually take money from that oil company in exchange for that house? That's what an impeachment is. It's an inquiry. An impeachment is looking into it. Then it goes to the Senate where you have a trial and a conviction. The impeachment in the House of Representatives is not a trial. It doesn't start out with the assumption of guilt. It seeks to determine whether or not there is a crime. But, this is all rhetorical right at this point because there isn't going to be an impeachment hearing. But there certainly should be, at the very least, the initiation of the kinds of investigations that will carry over into next session that will begin to establish whether or not these crimes have been committed and how badly they have been committed. Bill in North Carolina. Hey, Bill.
Don, how are you?
Good. Great, but I'll get better.
I just don't understand why you let Nancy Pelosi off the hook so easily.
I
Look, she's not doing what
I am telling everybody to call her right now. What I'm saying is you're not if you go to her office and you say we're going to throw you out of office, or if you call for the impeachment of Nancy Pelosi, I mean, it ain't going to happen. But if you call Nancy Pelosi's office and politely and reasonably say, you know, I think you're wrong on this and
reasonably. These people don't listen. Tom, look, there's got to be a third party set up here. Even if we create a gridlock in Washington,
Bill, that's political suicide. You are prescribing political suicide.
Nothing is better than what these people are doing. Nancy Pelosi is behind Bush on the FISA thing. She refuses to admit, like the previous caller just said, that you know he's done anything illegal and deserves to be impeached. I can't believe
it. I know, it's terrible. So
we need people like you to say the truth. You know, you mentioned the $2 trillion that are missing from the Pentagon. But on September 10th of 2001, you know, Rumsfeld went on TV and admitted that $2 trillion is missing, and then the Pentagon gets hit the next day and nobody says anything. Why don't we investigate these people?
Well, I think investigating these people is a fine idea, Bill. And I think that pushing Nancy Pelosi to do the investigations is a fine idea. But if we come across and continue to come across as the lunatic fringe shouting left, then there's going to be no response. There's going to be none. And if you want to create a third party, and I mean, there's actually, you don't have to create it. Ralph, you can talk to Ralph, you know, or go with the Green Party. I mean, there's lots of options. But there are options that are going to be suicidal. You're going to end up with another 4 years of Republicans or another 8 years of Republicans, and it's just, you know, it's circular firing squad time. I am not giving Nancy Pelosi a pass. I am suggesting that every single person who's listening to this program should be calling her office and say, at the very least, this administration has committed crimes or may have committed crimes which should be investigated by the House of Representatives. At the very least, investigated by the House of Representatives. Come on, let's look into this stuff. Arnold in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on KPHX. Hey, Arnold.
Hey, man, how you doing? Listen, I enjoyed your comments with Jeffries, man. It's good to hear you guys can debate and not spew a lot of venom and a lot of fangs being shown, but get the basic thing going. I mean, the conservatives, I mean, they always come up this point, cut taxes for the rich, and, I mean, those things been implemented since Bush been in the White House. And look what we have, a recession going on. It's going to go into a depression if somebody doesn't do anything about it. And another thing I want to comment on, Tom, is what this what's going to happen to Karl Rove. The Congress is going to do like my big black Persian cat Ben. When he wants attention, he rolls over in the middle floor for the stomach to be rubbed, you know?
Mm. Okay. It's,
I don't know about you, Mr. Higgins, but mine does that. They roll over. That's what the Congress is going to do. Roll over.
Yeah, tragically, Arnold. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot for the call. Higgins rolls over. You rub his tummy, he'll take your hand off. So it's. But anyhow, Javon in Chicago. Hey, Javon.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? You had a caller before, Don Siegelman, who was talking about how he didn't want to family first, office or stuff like the government shouldn't have to help out with this health care.
Oh, before Don Siegelman, you're talking about Terry Jeffries from CNN.
Right. Well, you know, does he even realize that, you know, it's because of the laws and the laws that we don't have as far as watching our food when it comes into, you know, it's part of the government's fault that a lot of people get sick because of the no regulation.
Well, it is the failure of government, of these government agencies that were put into place back when a lot of people were dying from foodborne illnesses. And Upton Sinclair wrote The Jungle back in 1909 or 1910 or whenever it was, and 1913, I think. And people were dying. And we created these institutions and these agencies and the USDA, the FDA, and so on. And they've been given the mandate the most recent example is the tagging of food pallets. You know, I mean, right now, if you go into a Walmart and you look at a piece of clothing, that Walmart store, Walmart Incorporated, can tell you every place that piece of clothing stopped from the time it was manufactured in China until the time it was sold to you in that store. They can tell you every place it was, and they can tell you that within probably 20 minutes. And yet, if you go into a food store and you say, where did this tomato come from? They're clueless. And they're clueless because 2 years ago, the food industry got on their high horse and and spent a whole pile of money in Congress lobbying to roll back regulations on tracking food. And that's, you know, this isn't so much the failure of government. It's the it is the success of corporatization. Jivan, I got to move along, but yeah, Mark in Astoria. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Oh, just a little levity here. I was thinking maybe Don Siegelman for a special prosecutor in Roe's case. Make that little
yeah, if Obama becomes president, absolutely. Don Siegelman for, yes, give him Ken Starr's old job. That's what we need to do. Isaac in Seattle. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, Tom. I believe 9/11 was the biggest goal in history, and I just wanted to know, could the repatriation goal happen again in America? I heard your commercial earlier. You're talking about ITM. Several liberals talking about that. Don't you guys feel like you guys are tools of the corporate structure?
Well, I don't know. You'll find the ads for the for gold on the conservative stations as well. Will the government do what Roosevelt did and say if you've got gold, you've got to turn it into the government, the repatriation of gold? No, it ain't going to happen, and it's not going to happen in part because we're not in the gold standard anymore, so it doesn't matter. No, it's not going to happen. Rick in Tampa, we got just a minute here before the break.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Listen, the whole thing with, you know, like every branch of government, like these people in Congress, if they're not going to send out the congressional cops to go and pick up all of these people that were on the administrative staff for being in contempt of a congressional order, which is the subpoena, then the Congress is in contempt of their own administrative procedural guidelines. And so they have to write subpoenas for themselves as well.
Yeah, they have failed in their job. And I think that this is, you know, I just don't get it, how Nancy Pelosi doesn't get it, that the American people want Congress to do their job. And I mean, during the impeachment hearings of Clinton, they look back at that and they say, well, you know, during the impeachment of Clinton, it didn't work out so well. That was for an irrelevancy. We're talking here about the destruction of the Constitution. Anyhow, coming up now, I want to change the subject here for a few minutes and talk about the National Nurse Program and how nurses and the public say it's time for a change. We'll be right back with Kendra Scanlon and Terry Mills.
The Tom Hartman Program. Visit us on the web at hartmanradio.com. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barry is at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
In Phoenix, summer means heat, but it also means family barbecues, neighborhood gatherings, and cool pool parties. Entertaining can be fun when you leave the cleaning up to the professionals at the Healthy Home Cleaners. The Healthy Home Cleaners are in a league of their own. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and they truly care about the quality of air in your home, which is why they only use all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. The Healthy Home Cleaners is also a locally owned business who loves serving the progressive community. They've been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX and Nova M Radio. In fact, from now until August 30th, when you buy one cleaning, you'll get your second cleaning for half off when you mention 1480. It's the Healthy Home Cleaners' way of saying thank you to their fellow progressives. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. This summer, treat yourself and your guests to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody.
And we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service.
Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind?
Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers?
The following are five reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move.
1. No need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage.
2. We offer flat hourly rates.
3. Your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved.
4. We guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will.
5. We will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States.
Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless.
Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for the ride. I'm sorry. My car just didn't want to start this morning.
No problem. But isn't this the third time this month that your car didn't want to do something?
Yeah, I'd like to push it down South Mountain and wave goodbye.
So why don't you get a new one?
Well, I got a little behind on some of my bills, and I'm sure my credit rating's shot now.
Wait, that was 6 months ago. You're all caught up now, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but doesn't it take like 7 years for all that stuff to go away, and I don't even know where to go?
Here, take this pen and write this down. Consolidated Auto Sales at 258-6071. Do you remember when Jane had all that financial trouble last year?
Yeah.
She called Consolidated Auto, and they had her set up in no time.
All right, let me read this back to you. Consolidated Auto Sales at 602-258-6071. Great. Thanks for the number.
Stop in today at Consolidated Auto Sales, 16th Street in Van Buren, right on the corner. They can finance you right on the spot. If you've got a job, you got credit at Consolidated Auto.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun.
9.5 minutes before the hour. Terry Mills and Kendra Scanlon are in the studio with us. Terry Mills is MSRN-ANPCNE, nurse educator, Portland Community College, president of the National Nursing Network Organization. And Kendra is the media director, or was formerly the media director of the Oregon Student Nurses Association, is currently a student nurse. And together they authored this piece along with Susan Sullivan, Nurses and the Public Say It Is Time for Change, which was published in Topics in Advanced Practicing Nursing e-journal. Terry and Kendra, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us on today, Tom.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. And I should say, Kendra is also our oldest child. It's my daughter, so you say thank you, Dad, I guess. I wanted to get you on. Terry, you wrote a piece for the New York Times that created a small explosion about a year and a half ago, as I recall, maybe 2 years ago, called It's Time for a National Nurse, or words to that effect. We have a Surgeon General in the United States, and you're calling for, tell me, what is
a national
nurse? Yeah.
Well, Tom, as you know, we have a really broken sick care system, and we're trying to refocus the nation on health care, and this begins with prevention. And so what our organization, our grassroots organization, is asking for is an Office of the National Nurse to help provide a coordinated system to deliver the message of prevention to every American.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Kendra, what got you into this?
Well, it's a great movement to empower to make healthcare better in this nation, and it serves as a great complement to the Surgeon General. I think that at the local level, strengthening existing programs is definitely very important, for instance, with the Medical Reserve Corps and parish nurses. And also, we need to improve health literacy and chronic preventable diseases in this nation. And this movement, this push for a national nurse for strengthening the existing position is really important to me.
It's interesting how nursing is becoming more and more. When people go to the doctor's office, they end up not even seeing a doctor. They see a physician's assistant, or they'll see one of several varieties of nurse. Instead, nurses are taking on really significant roles. It's not the supportive role. It's a primary health care role that it seems quite different to me from 30 years ago. Terry, is my perception accurate?
That's absolutely correct. And really what we're seeing with this grassroots movement is we're seeing nurses stand up for health care in this country. And we know that we're present in all communities. We understand the culture of our community. We also are the most trusted health professionals, and we're used to communicating with our patients in a language that they understand. And so through the Office of the National Nurse, we're asking that this individual inspire and engage other nurses to participate in existing programs in their communities and really push to get the message of prevention out to the country. Right now, the United States ranks number 18 in deaths from preventable conditions. And this is just absolutely not acceptable. Just last week, it was reported that there was a 15% increase in the number of patients who now have type 2 diabetes, a preventable condition.
Right.
We really need to push to get in front of these problems. ChronicDiseaseImpact.com published a research study in October that shows that this country is spending $1.3 trillion on seven of the most chronic conditions, many of which are preventable.
Yeah. So we're talking with Terry Mills and Kendra Scanlon. Terry is the president of the National Nursing Network Organization. The website, by the way, nationalnurse.org. And Kendra co-authored this article with her and has been working with the National Nurse Organization for some time and formerly was the media director there. Where do you go from here? This this call, Terry, turned you into a national celebrity. I mean, a year, how long ago was it that you wrote the piece for the New York Times? I mean, that was a big deal. Congress got involved.
Yes, this is 3 years ago, and we did have legislation, although it's not what we are exactly asking for now. We've received feedback from many of the national nurse leaders, and we are seeking legislation, hopefully, in the 111th Congress. We have over 50 national and state organizations and leaders in support of the legislation, and we really feel that this really revolutionized prevention in this country by using our largest workforce segment, the nurse.
Yeah. Kendra, why a national? Why not just go with the Surgeon General? Why not just say, hey, the Surgeon General's office needs to be expanded?
Well, the Surgeon General is certainly an effective leader, but the national nurse is currently a half-time position. So what we're looking at is a complement to the Surgeon General. So we want to take that part-time position, make it full-time, and that way the national